This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Miley is in El Cajon, and if I'm correct in my assessment here, your husband wants to hang out with his family on Thanksgiving, and you want just you and your husband on Thanksgiving. That's what's causing the turmoil right now, Miley?
Yes, a little bit. We've spent the last 5 years Thanksgiving with my husband and his family.
And Miley's dilemma today isn't really a love him or list him. This is kind of like a love him or list him to spending time with his family on Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah, it's like we need a change for sure. And this year, I just wanted just the two of us, you know. His family, they always have so much drama going on, and it's like always chaos.
Like so big time chaos. Okay.
So now when we're talking, let me just jump in here for 1 second, Miley, because I come from a big, loud Italian family, and it's always chaotic and it's always stressful, but it's always lovely. What kind of stress, what kind of chaoticness are we talking about? Scale of 1 to 10.
I mean, there's cute chaos and then there's this. It's like if you've seen the Christmas episode of The Bear, it's kind of like that. But
oh, Lord.
As well.
But you said there's kids there as well?
Yeah, and a lot of screaming.
The Christmas episode of The Bear is one of the most stressful, anxiety-ridden episodes of any show that you'll ever see. And especially if you come from a chaotic family, it might trigger a lot. And I'm not even being overdramatic. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Miley.
Totally, yeah. And that was only 30 minutes long.
That's a good point.
Okay. I don't know. I just want like something chill, just a very chill Thanksgiving, maybe invite a friend or two, but like, I just can't deal. We talked about it and he's really concerned that it's going to upset his family, but I am convinced that they will not even notice that we're gone. And I want to put my foot down. But I don't know.
Yeah, so what you're asking, give me advice on what to do. Do I put my foot down? Do I suck it up and go again? If I do put my foot down, how do I approach it? I totally understand where you're at.
Tammy, look at my face right now and tell Miley what I think she should do.
You would say suck it up.
Suck it up.
I would say, you know what? She has a right to make a decision for herself right now, especially because they've done this whole family drama for 5 years. I'd probably try to find a good excuse.
Yeah, but if there's drama anyway, not showing up, can you think of the drama? I mean, there's a lot going on here, Miley.
Right.
And what do we know? Let's see what you think. 833-287-1037. Maybe you've got some really good life experience to share with Miley to help her out in this.
Yeah.
This is a really relatable issue because family is such an issue all the time.
What should Miley do with her husband's family Thanksgiving that she really doesn't want to go to? Should she love it or should she list it? 833-287-1037.
Miley, do you mind hanging around to see what our KSON family has to say? Maybe they'll give you something you hadn't thought about before and be like, oh, that's really going to help.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, cool. Hang tight. 833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
We've spent the last 5 years Thanksgiving with my husband and his family. And this year, I just wanted just the two of us. His family, they always have so much drama going on, and it's like always chaos.
That's Miley in El Cajon. She wants to be with her husband on Thanksgiving. He says, no, we got to be with my family, and it's creating quite the issue. Help her out. 833-287-1037.
Brian in Forest Ranch, what do you think Miley should do? What should she choose?
I come from a big family full of drama as well. I think Thanksgiving is all about family. Good, bad, and different. And if you really want a nice quiet night with your man, do it Friday or do it Wednesday. Go out for a nice dinner and have a nice quiet night.
It's all about making concessions for each other, right?
Yep.
Shanae, what do you think Miley should do? What's your advice for her?
My advice is to suck it up. It's family. It's one day a year. You have your husband every day. Suck it up and go. Deal with it.
And I don't mean to be all morbid or overdramatic, but there are a lot of things I would like to talk to my father about or my uncle about or my grandfather about that I can't.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's just all there is to it.
Dominique and Vista, what's your take?
All right. I know this is absolutely going to sound crazy because I feel like I'm in the reverse position of her. I went from having the chaos every single year, and I felt like every year I was wishing, oh, man, I wish this end. Well, I'm on the end of that, and we have a quiet Thanksgiving. And now I miss the chaos.
So, right.
That's great.
It's kind of, and I can relate to the Italian family totally, John. I'm in the same boat, and now it's just my kids and my husband and my in-laws, and it's too quiet for me now.
So, all right. I love that take.
Embrace the chaos.
I completely understand what you're talking about.
Thank you, honey.
That's a lot for Miley to digest, who's waiting to hear your calls.
Okay, Miley, you're in a spot. I totally understand, but what do you think you're going to choose to do, Miley?
I think, you know, despite the fact that the drama might snowball, I think I really want to put my foot down and not go. And if my husband wants to go, then maybe he should go and I'll hang out alone.
Wow, yeah. I would not recommend that. Oh, wait a second. I should also say I'm single.
Yeah.
So, but I
there's a time to put your foot down. I totally get it. You don't have to do it rudely. You don't have to do it in a way that would be offensive.
Guys, I don't agree.
Okay. I think it's Miley's choice.
Remember where I come from, the Italian guilt-ridden family that I come from.
I'm married to that type of family, too, and I got the guilt a lot, but there was a time where I had to say,
did
hey,
you? And did
yes,
you?
Yes, yes. It's we're staying at our house. We're not doing this year. It was a lot.
Was it worth it?
I think it was just fine. Everybody got over it.
Okay. Miley, I'm not sure we've helped you at all here, but I hope that either way, you have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and I hope this all works out, and next year you'll be like, you know, remember last year we all worried about this? That was really no big deal, you know?
All right. Thanks for trying to help.
You bet. You bet. You do what you got to do, okay, honey?
All right. Thank you.
Miley, do you feel any better about any part of this conversation?
I'm so conflicted. I think I'm going to have a conversation with my parents, with my husband about his parents.
Sure. They've been married for 5 years. Right. They'll be fine. They'll do the right thing.
All right. Miley, good luck and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.